Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right, it's Veterans Day. That means patriotic music, all this good stuff. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, but it's all about veterans today, and I'm very happy to be celebrating Veterans Day with you. Congratulations to all of you who served. As you heard me say before, if you put a uniform on, if you suited up, if you joined, if you were sworn in, and you served and trained and earned an MOS and were part of a military unit and made yourself available to your country, you are a veteran. And so, I'm active duty reservist, National Guard. Thank you for your service. Joe Davis is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Director of Public Affairs at Veterans of Foreign War, VFW.org, and he's our good friend. He's here to tell us about what they got going on over there. Joe Davis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim, and thanks for having me aboard, and happy Veterans Day to you and all your listeners.
I appreciate that very much. Hey, Joe, what you guys got going on over at the VFW these days and on behalf of some veterans?
You know, someday I hope to finally call you on a landline instead of talking to you on a cell. But just dropped off the national commander and his wife for a White House breakfast with the vice president.
Right.
Obviously, the president's over in China right now. From there, we'll be attending the national ceremonies over at Arlington National Cemetery, laying a wreath, and popping down the hill over to the Vietnam Wall, also laying a wreath. Earlier this morning, at 9 o'clock, not yet. At 9 o'clock, there's going to be another Veterans Day ceremony over at the World War II Memorial.
Right.
And followed up by 700,000 of your closest friends being on the National Mall for this concert of valor that basically came to be in just a little over a month.
Wow. Who's going to be there at the concert?
A whole lot of people from every musical genre. Some of them I've never heard of before, but I can tell you who's not going to be there is me.
Is it going to be on television?
Yeah, I think it's HBO obviously is one of the major co-sponsors.
Okay.
So if HBO, if you subscribe to HBO, it'll be on that. And they're going to sell DVDs and DOs.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to make a buck somehow out of it.
Right.
But the thing is, it's a salute to veterans.
Absolutely.
And we have to thank them for it. And we have to thank them for it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we do appreciate them doing that. So, so what are you guys doing for, what's the VFW doing for veterans these days?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had asked me this last year,
I did ask you this last year.
I know, you did. Our primary legislative goal on Capitol Hill was to end sequestration, which is just killing the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knew that the Department of Affairs was going to implode this spring? So, you know, basically, the thing with the VA is we're trying to get it fixed. We've only ever demanded three things from them. You know, basically, proper leadership, management, and accountability. Unfortunately, the last secretary had to step down because he became the lightning rod, because people below him lied to him. So we got a new secretary, Bob McDonnell, who's on board.
He seems to be kicking backsides and taking names. What do you think?
Congress approved the Accountability and Access Care Act for him, and basically that's going to allow him to get rid of people. And now, obviously, we don't want VA employees, which are some high-caliber people. We don't want them to be at-will employees.
Right.
So they have to make sure all the ducks in a row before they can somebody, because what we don't want is the people who are fired filing lawsuits and winning lawsuits.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you something, though. You know what? More than those guys, what's the way our military, way our veterans have been treated, and not just this administration, it goes back a long way, Ken, is a national shame. If there's one thing, you know, we Americans celebrate our veterans today, but we all ought to be a little bit ashamed that we haven't all spoken up more for them and the way they've been treated on the other 364 days a year.
Well, yeah, I understand.
I know you guys are doing that. That's what you guys do. You advocate for veterans. But it's a bigger job than just the VFW. We all have to be a little more aware. What do you think?
we have to absolutely make sure that every day is Veterans Day, not just one day a year.
Yeah.
And that's especially with jobs. People say, why should I hire a vet? You know, I always turn that into another question. I said, why shouldn't you hire a vet?
Exactly.
I mean,
there are more reasons to hire one than not to hire one, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Veterans absolutely understand what the words now and responsibility mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know how to take ownership. They know how to stand by the decisions. They know how to make decisions. These are good people, hardworking people who just want to basically a hand up. They don't want no handout.
They know how to receive training, and they know how to train others.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So any programs, other than working with the VA systems, the VA hospitals, everything, any other programs you guys are working on? Any outreach
programs? Well, right now
programs?
we're trying to expand our, it's called the acronym BDD, Bravo Delta Delta. It stands for Benefits Delivery and Discharge. We, as everybody knows, the VFW, along with our sister organizations, we have thousands of service officers around the country that assist veterans, honorably discharged veterans with their VA claims, and it's an expert assistance, and you stand a much better chance of using one of our service officers to file your VA claim than doing it alone. But the BDD program, Benefits Delivery and Discharge, it places our service officers on active duty installations. And we're, you know, like at Fort Bragg, at Campbell, mm-hmm. at Camp Lejeune, and Camp Pendleton, and other major locations. But we're opening up locations now at Fort Drum for the 10th Mountain Division and other locations, because what it does is it helps that service member to complete their VA claim before they the uniform off. As we all know, if you want to correct your military medical record, your personnel file, do it
before you leave. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. So it's that expertise we can bring onto the installation to help the service members. Now, once they file the claim, it doesn't put them in ahead of the line of everybody mm-hmm. else, but it allows them to file a fully developed claim perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you for doing that. Is that going to be something you're going to be expanding to more areas?
We want it on every single military installation.
It should be everywhere if somebody's being cut loose.
Well, it's part of the transition assistance. I mean, we are there to help the military.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of the military likes to hold us at arm's length because they have this "you can't do for one if you can't do for all" clause. But that's just legal speak to saying you don't want to support us. And the thing is, who other than the Veterans Organizations of America
exactly.
are your strongest advocates?
Absolutely.
We are your strongest advocates. We get to lobby Congress.
No politics.
Absolutely, we are the union you're not allowed to have when you're wearing the uniform.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. Folks, tell us about the website.
The website, www.vfw.org. Obviously, you know, we're at 115 years young. The relevance that we bring to America's fighting force of today, as is in the past, is we all have been there, we've done that, and for the most part, the people with the gray hair like me,
yeah.
we've come home, we've learned how to get normal again.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Joe, that assumes that you and I were normal to start with. I think that might be a pretty big stretch. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Thanks for your service. Come back soon.
You too, Jim. Happy Veterans Day.
Keep up the good work. Joe Davis, ladies and gentlemen, with the VFW. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.